There were three different places which the Kohanim guarded the Beit HaMikdash. And this is a covet for the Beit HaMikdash, that it has guards. And just like we find by the Mishkan, that Aaron and his two sons guarded the Mishkan in three different places, so too the Kohanim guarded the Beit HaMikdash in three different places. The Beit HaBetinos, the Beit HaNitzos, Ube Beit HaMokit. These were three batim that were built next to the Shari Azara. Beit HaBetinos, Ube Beit HaNitzos, Hayu Aliyos. Beit HaBetinos and Beit HaNitzos were upper floors. The Haroivim, Shemrim Shan. The Roivim is referring to the useful Kohanim. They would guard over there. Beit HaMokit Kipa. The Beit HaMokit had a dome. Bayis Gadohaya. It was a big bayis. Mukaf Roivim Shalevim. It was surrounded by rows of stone. The stones were built like steps. The Ziknei Beit Av, Yishenim Shem. This came from the Beit Av. The Beit Av was the Chelek of the Mishmor that served on that day. As the Mishmor would be divided up into seven parts, these are called Batei Avos, and each Beit Av served on a specific day. And the Zikanim from that Beit Av would sleep on these stones that were built like steps. The keys of the Azara was in the hands of the Zikanim of the Beit Av that were sleeping there. Each Kisto bar. The more useful Kohanim, they would have to sleep on the ground. They would put their clothing down on the ground and sleep on their clothing. Lohayu Yishenim Big Day Kodesh. They would not sleep wearing the Big Day Kodesh, the Big Day Kahuna. They would strip the Big Day Kuna, fold them up, and put them down next to their head where they were sleeping. Instead, they would wear their own clothes. They would not wear the Big Day Kuna when they slept. Era keri le'echad mehem. If one of the Kohanim had an emission, Yosei v'holach lo b'mesiba ha'holachet tachas habira. He would walk through the tunnel that goes under the bira. The bira is referring to the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is called a bira. He went through the tunnel. He couldn't go through the Azara itself, but since it's a Valkyrie, he's not allowed to go through the Azara. As opposed to the tunnels underneath the Azara, they don't have the Kedusha of the Azara. Vaneros dolkim mikan umikan. There were candles lit on either side of the machilos of the tunnel, so you can see it's wet. Achehu magia lebeit hatfilah. He'd walk through the tunnel until he reached the Beit HaTfilah, the makom, where he was typed. Umidura Haisa Sham. There was a bonfire by the Beit HaTfilah. Ubeit Kisei Shel Kavod. There was a Beit Kisei Shel Kavod. Bezeha Yekvoda. Why was the Beit Kisei called Beit Kisei Shel Kavod? This is the cover that it's referring to. Matzo No Yodea Sheyesham Adam. If he finds that the Beit Kisei is closed, then he knows that somebody's inside. He would not enter. Pasuach Yodea Sheyin Sham Adam. If he finds it open, then he knows nobody's there. So he can answer. That's why it's called a Beit Kisei Shel Kavod. The Kavod is that when somebody's in there, it would be closed, so nobody else could enter. Yarad b'tavo. He would then go down into the mikvah and be tovo. Allah v'nistapik. He would then rise up from the mikvah and dry himself off. V'nischamim k'neged hamedura. He would then warm himself up next to the bonfire. V'abiyashav lo eto echav ha'kornim. Afterwards, he would go sit down next to his brothers according. Adja ashar nistachim. He would wait there until the gates open in the morning. Yosei v'holoflo, when the gates open, he would exit and go his own way. He cannot do the avod in the Beit HaMikdash that day, since it's a Valkyrie. Even though he was already tovo, he needs to have Harish Shemesh. He needs to wait until nightfall until he becomes completely tar. Whichever one of the Kohanim wanted to do the Trumas Hadesh in front of the Mizbeach. The Trumas Hadesh is the first avod that's done in the morning. A shovel full of ashes is taken from the Mizbeach. He would have to get up especially early and be tovo, as you cannot enter the Azara until you are tovo. And he would have to do that before the Mamuna came. The Mamuna is the one who's in charge of the lottery. The lottery is drawn to see which one of the Kohanim is Zocha and which Avoda. At which time did the Mamuna come? Not every day was the same. Sometimes he came exactly when the rooster crowed. Some say Kriya Sagebra is not referring to the rooster. It's referring to the person who is Makros, who announces that the day is beginning and the Kohanim should get up. O Samachlo Mofanov O Mila Achro. Or sometimes he came a little before the Kriya Sagebra or a little after the Kriya Sagebra. So since the Kohanim did not know exactly when the Mamuna would come, they would have to get up especially early and be told to make sure they got there before the Mamuna came. Ha Mamuna Bal V'Doifek Aleim. The Mamuna would come and knock on the door of the Beit HaMokid where the Kohanim was sleeping. The Hain Pasfula. The Kohanim of the Beit HaMokid would open up for the Mamuna. Amar Lahan, Misha Tavo, Yavo, Viyafet. The Muna would say to the Kohanim, whichever one of the Kohanim has already been Tevel, can come and throw out the lottery to see which one will be Zocha in the Trumat HaDeshen. Now they would have to come into the part of the Beit HaMoked that's inside the Azar. The lottery was drawn inside the Azar. The Beit HaMoked is half in the Azar and half out of the Azar. And the Kohanim slept in the part that's outside of the Azar. They cannot sleep in the Azar. And the lottery was drawn in the part that's inside the Azar, as lotteries were always drawn in the Azar. Hey, Bisu. They would draw the lottery. Zocha, Misha, Zocha, whichever one of the Kohanim was Zocha in the lottery, would be the one to do the Trumat HaDeshen.